We're all virtually limitless.
This podcast is to provide a space for people to grow,
to rise,
and build.
This is for the people that are ready to step up and make moves,
no matter where they came from.
Welcome to the podcast.
Virtually limitless. This life we live, we get to choose. We can make excuses or make moves.
It's up to you.
Yeah, your network is your network.
So find your tribe or build it.
There's some change about to happen. I can feel it. Oh, this life we were given it. So take advantage, start living
I'm
it.
I'm on a mission, new beginnings to start living.
Yeah, virtually limitless.
You are tuning in to another episode of.
This is another episode of Virtually Limitless.
Awesome, we are live. What's going on, Virtually Limitless entrepreneurs? It's your man here, Trey Carmichael, coming at you with another episode of the Virtually Limitless podcast. And today, this is actually kind of a special one. My man, Justin Saunders here, was actually the first agency program that I picked up. Now, I had worked in a lot of marketing programs. I've been doing marketing for just a bit. But Justin's program was really what helped me establish clarity on what I wanted to be doing and really how to do it right and start getting clients in a way that wasn't just me blowing smoke at a wall and hoping something would happen. But man, Justin, tell us a little bit about what you do and why you do it for the people who don't know you.
Well, Trey, first off, man, appreciate you having me on here. I'm excited for this show. Basically what I've been doing is I've been in the agency space for over 5 years now. I actually got my first taste of this when I was back in college. I was in a fraternity, and one of the girls I was talking to at the time actually introduced me to the sales job that she was doing and was showing me all the money she was making. So I got into this sales position where I was just going out there door-to-door sales in Lexington, Kentucky. And if you or any of the viewers on here know anything about Lexington, Kentucky, man, it gets very hot and humid in the summer, and then the winters can be very cold. So I learned the door-to-door sales aspect of that because I was selling just print and digital ads to local businesses. And after that was done, I realized that it was like, yo, man, like why am I getting 10% of a commission? Because, you know, I got a notification of my time hop the other day. I sold a deal for $12,000 and I got 1200 bucks of that. And like, looking back on that now, 5 years later, I'm like, man, that's crazy. So I realized that, you know, this whole 10% thing wasn't making much sense for me. So realized that I could just go out there and start my own. So got targeted by some ads online, you know, the story, and then decided to start my own agency. And that really kind of that process of going from not knowing how to run any business or doing any business technical skills, because I mean, I went to school for communications, you know, they didn't teach you how to run a business, but like that process of learning all of that and developing the skills and person that I am today, that was kind of the process that I always promised myself. If I could get it down and figure it out, like I would figure out how to change in a way the education system, especially like the coaching online, to teach people how to do what I've done. So I guess that's kind of like a long answer for your question right there.
Awesome, man. So you said that when you started getting into the agency space, like you were just a college kid. Can you elaborate about a little bit of where you were and what the mindset shift was for you to go from the college kid to running to salesperson all the way to running your own agency and scaling it to the extent that you are now?
Yeah, man, for sure. For me, it was a huge mindset difference because, I mean, like I mentioned, I was in a fraternity. I had some really good friends, but like all we did was just go out and party. And, you know, it wasn't normal for somebody, you know, especially in like the fraternity I was in, to go out there and like start a legit business or do something other than going out and, you know, getting drunk. So for me, it was a really big transition mentally and physically too, because, you know, after you're drinking a lot, you're starting to put on some extra weight. I mean, I've always been going to the gym, but after that transition, it was kind of like after I graduated college, it was one of the hardest things I've ever done was I cut off like all of my friends. I actually was in a relationship with a girl for a year or two, and we ended up cutting that off too, just because for me, I knew I wouldn't be fulfilled unless I was able to make something out of myself. So that was like the big mindset that I had to make, was kind of surrounding myself, getting rid of the people that were pushing me in a different direction and going towards a different direction that I had to create myself.
100%, man. So as far as like, I'm sure there was a lot of fear involved. Where did the confidence come from that allowed you to just jump up and start pitching business owners, chiropractors, and all these different people who in reality probably had a lot more success than you at the time?
That's a great question. And I always laugh at this because it kind of pushes me back towards when I first took that position at the company I worked at, was called Odyssey. And we were selling print and digital ads to local businesses. This was like 6 years ago. And I always look back at that because like, I remember the first business I ever went into to like pitch them. We were trained on sales, but like I went in to pitch this business owner, and the words that I came out of my mouth were just so jumbled. They didn't make any sense. And like, before I could even ask, like if they were the decision maker, I just got so nervous and walked out. So I always kind of took that with me, for like motivation, because I realized after that, you know, the team I was with was like, all right, you got the first one out, now just go to the next one and keep going. Like, I promise you're going to get better. And that's exactly what I did. I kept going and going and going, and eventually became the top sales rep for the company that I was working at. We were all across the United States and in every state, a bunch of college kids. And I was number one for, it was like 4 or 5 months in a row right before I ended up leaving. But I took that motivation with me for every business that I've started since then, or even just like anytime when I have a rough pass, is like, just do it and you're going to figure it out as you go. So that's kind of how, you know, going over those fears of starting a new business or anything, it's like, I know I'll figure it out. I just got to commit first.
Awesome, man. So you've done it over 200 times. You've worked with over 200 agencies. What is the first things that you address when a new agency comes to you and says, hey, we need to get to our first 10K a month?
It always depends on the person running the agency, and more importantly, their prior experience. Because, you know, anyone that's out there that tells you everybody's business is the exact same, it's like, hey, we'll just plug you into this one system and it's going to work for you, they're lying to your teeth. Because if that was the case, everybody would be millionaires right now. Nobody would be working. They'd all have automated income. So the first thing that we look at is, you know, where the person that's leading that organization, that agency, where that individual is personally. And most of the time, because we work with a lot of beginners, we're starting to kind of transition to working more with people that are already a little bit more established to help them scale. But the beginners that we work with, the biggest issue that we found is it's strictly just mindset. It's exactly kind of like the question you asked me earlier. It's like, how do you get somebody to go out there and go talk to businesses? How do you get somebody to get over their fear and their judgment of what their friends are going to think? And that's more of like, if you're a beginner listening to this right now, that's the first thing that I would say that you need to master in order to succeed in business, is your own mindset. Because if you're not mastering that and you're in your old mindset, if you're where you're at a year ago and thinking the same thing, you're never going to exceed in this. So we really look at, you know, developing the mindset first so you can like see the bigger vision. And then from there, it's more of showing them that outflow equals inflow, right? So like the more that you get out there, the more messages you get out there, you just got to play the numbers game.
100%, man. So I like how we're back on the mindset topic, because that's really something that when you first come into the entrepreneurial world, you're like, I don't really need to focus on that. I just need to focus on getting that first dollar, and I need to focus on getting that first client. And in reality, if your mindset isn't right, like, you're just going to deter all those clients as soon as they have a conversation with you. So there is so much power in taking that step back and getting yourself right first. And since we're on the topic, I do want to ask you, what do you do on like a day-to-day basis just to keep your mind right?
It's a great question, and it really varies. I wish I could just sit here and be like, yo, this is my checklist, this is what I do every single day, but it's not like that, because I travel a lot. I actually just moved from California to Florida. We can get into that later. But a lot of times when I move, when I travel, it's always, you know, there's a lot of things that come up that kind of set you off from your routine. But what I have found is you want to figure out something that kind of grounds you, right? And for me, there's really two things with that, that, you know, I don't have to do every day, but I have to do consistently throughout the week. And the first things first is the gym. Like if I'm not going to the gym, I'm mentally not okay. Like I know that's like my ground. Like that's the thing that I know is the world could be chaotic. You know, all the crazy stuff with the elections could be going on. There could be like 10 million viruses out there, whatever it is. I have to go to the gym. I have to get some sort of exercise to be mentally stable and able to do the things that I do. Because right now I've run two businesses online. So it's like, that's rule number one is like at least 3-4 times a week at the lowest, it's usually three, I have to go to the gym. My biggest problem, to be honest with you, is just taking an off day just because I don't know. I'm just kind of like, it's in routine now where I just love the exercise aspect of getting stuff done and getting to that next level. But other than that, another thing that's been really good for me is just taking 10 minutes out of your day to like meditate or be by yourself and kind of just think. Because a lot of times, especially, you know, depending on where you're at or whoever's listening to this is in the process, it's really easy to just get caught up in all the shit that goes on in life. Especially, I mean, if you look back at 2020, man, what a crazy year. And, you know, a lot of people complain about it. A lot of people say all this stuff, you know, it sucked, all this. And, you know, it wasn't the best year, but for me, like financially, like we made a big leap because I was able to just focus. And the reason I was able to focus is because I was able to kind of just set myself apart from what's really going on in the world and just get in my own mind and think about what I needed to do. So I think meditating and some sort of physical activity, at least for me, is kind of what grounds me and starts the mindset of, you know, how to succeed in life.
Awesome, man. So I do want to ask, as somebody who's traveling so much and always moving around, I mean, it literally feels like every few days you're posting that you're going somewhere, but as someone who travels as much as you do, how do you make sure that you get even those couple routine things in? Because it's so easy just to go somewhere and just fall completely out of habits.
Yeah, it's definitely really easy to do, especially when you're in all these different time zones. So it's one of those things where, again, I keep it simple. As long as, like, if I'm not able to go to the gym, I go for a run or go outside and do some pushups. You know, it's people overcomplicate things. It's like, just take one step, like do something that's going to put you in the right direction. And even with, like, you know, meditating, like you could literally just, you know, if you're traveling with a bunch of people or wherever it is, usually, I mean, whenever I travel, I have my own room, but you could just shut the door, spend 10 minutes in the morning to just think and be silent and really kind of see where you're trying to head in the future. I think that's another thing that a lot of people just don't focus their time on is, you know, what, like actually seeing what they want to accomplish. You know, I'm not here to say all that woohoo shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I believe that if you can see it and you can believe it, you can achieve it. So for me, it's like, as long as I have something down where I can have that time to relax and think, it kind of stables me, you know?
100%, man. And really, I love that answer because things aren't really as complicated as we make them. We just have to really commit to ourselves and make sure that we're doing the thing most of the time. And it all comes down to the consistency, and it doesn't really matter what you're talking about, whether you're talking about your mindset, your business, your relationships, whatever you're doing, it comes down to the consistency and the small things. It doesn't always have to be perfect.
It's facts, brother.
Awesome. So you mentioned the dealing with COVID and everything through 2020. What have been some of the shifts that you've been taking as far as how you operate as an agency and how you approach companies in this time?
That's a really good question. And I honestly get asked that probably 8 to 10 times every single day is, you know, we made a lot of pivots. Like, I mean, every, I don't want to say every, but majority of businesses out there, right when COVID hit, like took a pretty big dip. We were definitely one as well, because at the time we had all of our eggs in the, you know, we were going after the healthcare industry. And at first, you know, everything got shut down. So all clients panicked, everyone panicked, had to be put on pause. Some clients literally just didn't open their doors back after that. Like it's really sad, because we had a lot of good clients that, you know, really loved what we were doing and working with them, that just, they couldn't do anything because they were just put out of business. So it's really sad. But at a time like that, you gotta recognize what are major trends going on in this world right now. And one of the major trends that still so many people don't understand is like local businesses. You've got to kind of separate yourself apart from just local businesses. You know, anything that can be shut down from the government like that is something that you really need to kind of, in a way, recession-proof your business, I'd like to call it, you know? So what we did, we ended up pivoting. I mean, we still work with a lot of healthcare providers, but we ended up pivoting into the solar industry, just because a lot of what I found is, you know, at the time, right when things happened, I started testing a lot of things. And we found that a lot of solar clients were really starting to scale and really take advantage of, hey, well, we can do this online, or hey, like we can still do all this stuff. Like, it's not like we're a business that has to be shut down. So that's why we kind of made the pivot to that. And it's been really good. I mean, honestly, within the past, last month we brought on like 15 new clients. So it's been, you know, we've been going pretty well. And then on top of that, like everyone's renewing because, you know, it's working really well for them. So I think when, you know, you're asking yourself and your viewers, like, what should I be doing right now? Is one, is your business seeing the results that you want it to see? And two, what type of, who are you going after? Because most of the time, and man, I get this every day, because I do coaching. I do coaching as well. I run an agency and do coaching. I really love the coaching aspect. But almost 80% of the people that come into our program come in, and the first thing we do is figure out, you know, obviously, like I mentioned earlier, we figure out who they are, like mindset wise. But the next thing is we want to figure out, like, you know, their game plan for their business. We help them build a custom 90-day roadmap. And one of the first things is, okay, hey, what niche are you in? Dude, every single person and their mom is in the real estate or Cairo space. So if you or anybody that's watching this right now, and you're doing less, you have less than 10 clients and you're in that space right now, here's a fair warning, is to jump ship and get into a different industry, because you're literally just running into a brick wall by competing with everybody else.
100%, man. That's true. Believe it or not, our bread and butter the majority of the time is actually real estate as a whole. And since COVID and in 2020, actually, we've had a lot of really good results from people that either are doing real estate investing or have wholesale programs, etc. So we're still like we're still doing the real estate like crazy, even though it's a tough niche. You just have to make yourself stand out to people and have the results to back it. But it's exceptionally more competitive. That's a fact.
Yeah. I mean, that's all it is like how you separate yourself from the competition. And I'm mostly like, when I say that, I'm mostly talking to people that are just getting started with this, because if you're just getting started and you want to go after one of those industries, or if you have less than 10 clients, like it's just one of those things where the people that are already doing, you know, they have like, they're doing 50 to 100K a month. They're the ones that have the money invested already into their agency or their business, where they're having those unique methods. So it's like, as a beginner, you're literally just running into a brick wall, unless you're like really 100%. Good right off the bat. So that's my biggest advice.
100%, man. So my next question has got to be, if somebody's coming into the agency space, they feel like they've got their mind right, but they're just not really sure how to go out there and start getting in front of people and just generating leads and getting in the door of local businesses and stuff like that. What is one of the best ways that you've found just to get in front of business owners that they can work with?
Getting in front of business owners. I mean, you really got to look at your personality as a person. Like me, I love, you know, I love being on camera. I love talking to people. What I found is, at least, you know, I made my first six figures online by just sending messages and video messages on Facebook. Like, that's it. And I always tell people, if I had to start from scratch, 100%, all I would do is go to Facebook, optimize my profile, get rid of old friends that don't matter, even family members. Like, if they're not making me money on Facebook, I don't want them on my Facebook. And all I would do is just go on there, post content relevant towards the business that I'm running, and just slide in the DMs of business owners by, you know, going to Facebook groups, adding them, all those unique strategies. But that's by far, in my eyes, the easiest way to get a client.
100%, man. And one thing that I've kind of realized, and even more so from having the opportunity to interview people like yourself, is the first six figures, you really don't want to overcomplicate it. You want to keep it simple. You want to figure out your 1 to 2 methods that you can do repeatedly to get people in the door. And then once you hit that six figures, you can start experimenting and start really figuring out what's going to work faster with less time investment and all of that. But at first, you really just want to keep it simple.
That's the name of the game, brother. You gotta simplify everything. And a lot of people overcomplicate it. And more importantly, if they don't see results right away, they get frustrated and quit. So I'd say, I mean, for anyone out there, like, if you're not making money off Facebook, you've got to really take a second and recognize what you're doing. Because I was the same way. Like, I thought Facebook was just for, like, you know, older people, you know, some weirdos that just, you know, share stuff. But like, no, dude, Facebook is literally a gold mine. And, you know, I mean, I've got a pretty big following on Instagram too, and made really good money on there too. But like, I mean, I've definitely made more money from Facebook than anything.
Awesome. So I do want to backtrack just a touch, because I had a question and I lost it for a moment, in all honesty. But you mentioned how during COVID you had to switch niches, and I've met a lot of entrepreneurs and a lot of business owners that having to pivot is one of their worst fears, because they feel like people may judge them, et cetera. So I'd love for you to speak into the process of, like, pivoting, switching niches, and how you go about that.
Yeah, I think it's something that you got to simplify in your mind, is if something's not working, change. Like, as humans, that's the best part about what we, you know, like, we're the only species on the planet that can think like that. Like, if something's not working, just do something different. And I'm a big believer in that. Like, I mean, I've pivoted my agency multiple times. You know, I was basically what I call, like, a freelancer when I was, you know, there was a point where I was doing about 10K a month. And I was working with all kinds of different businesses, you know, and at that point I classified myself as a freelancer because I didn't have one product or one service. So I realized that if I wanted to scale to 50K a month, I needed to, you know, pivot into something where it was, you know, more predictable. So, you know, we pivoted into the stem cell, started doing really good, got some really good results in there. And then we realized that, you know, those weren't really our ideal clients, because a lot of the clients that were coming to us were just chiropractors somehow. So we pivoted back into chiro, which was kind of like the bread and butter at first. And then after, you know, all this stuff that happened in the world, the C word, I guess you could call it. I don't know. People are, like, banishing the saying COVID wherever you go. On Facebook, you go in jail, all this stuff. So yeah. It's like, trying to just take that word out of my vocabulary. But we, you know, that happened. And we realized that, hey, we're not going to hit our goals that we want to hit right now by staying here with, you know, God knows what's going to happen, where the world can just shut down everything again. So let's figure out something that makes more sense. And then we pivoted into solar, and solar was something where it was like, okay, well, you know, this just makes sense. Like, these guys are power hungry. They all love sales. So it's not like we have to literally get on a call with them and walk through each lead and make sure that they're actually calling the leads. No, it's something where, you know, we pivoted into the right industry. And I think it's just, you got to play to your strengths on what you want, what you're good at, and what you can help people out with the most.
100%, man. So I know you've got a flight to catch soon, so I've got one more question, and then we'll figure out how people can get involved with you and how people can see more of you and all that. But I like to ask everybody that comes on the show, if you could go back and have a conversation with yourself before you ever started a business, what would you make sure that you knew and understood?
That is a really good question. I would say if I had to go back 5 years when I first started my business, and I would tell myself two things, and I'd put them together, is marketing and simplification, meaning that if you can learn how to market yourself, you can market anything. And I was told this from like one of the first courses that I invested in was, and by the way, it was the first course I invested in was literally somebody that it sounded like they just recorded their screen of another course that they were in that was much more money. But anyways, I got one thing out of that. And it was, if you can learn marketing, you're going to have a skill that's going to last the entire, your entire life, because everything in life is a sale, right? And if you can't market yourself, you're not going to be able to sell anything. But whereas if you can market yourself, you understand the power of that and you can take that into anything you do. Just like you, Trey, how you got on here, you marketed yourself to me on Facebook because of I saw what you were doing. I know you've asked me a couple of times to hop on these podcasts. I've been pretty busy, but like you were marketing yourself and I saw some of your stuff. I'm like, okay, he's really making moves with this. Let's hop on and see what this is about. So I really think like if you can just market, you're going to be set for life. And going into that is, you know, as you start seeing results, is simplify. You know, test a bunch of things when you're first getting started, but once you start seeing results, simplify, because the biggest issue you'll run into is when you scale or anything is just having too much. And I'm the same thing with like when I travel, like I just moved from Cali to Florida, I had two bags with me. Same thing when I did move from Ohio to Cali, I had two bags with me. Like I really believe in simplification because one, your mind's more clear, and two, it just you can see where issues go wrong in your business if there is anything like that, just from having a more simple process.
100%, man. That is honestly one of the biggest things that I preach to everybody. And when it comes down to it, that's really what business is as well. It's just simple systems that people don't understand. So if you can come in and you can simplify it and keep it simple, then your business is going to be a lot more successful. So that's definitely a bomb right there at the end, my man.
Big facts, bro. Big facts.
So, what is the best way for people to get involved with you and see more of you, man?
Really, the best way is if you just want to follow me on Instagram. It's at Justin J Saunders, and that's my middle name's J, Jay. So Justin J Saunders. And then if you know, that's just a good way to kind of stay up to date with me on like the lifestyle. I used to kind of like, you know, push a lot of stuff on there, but it's more of just like me, my life now. But if you want like more actionable things, like stuff that you can actually learn from and take advice, I would say my Facebook group, just go to groups on Facebook and type in the six-figure digital marketer, sales systems and lead generation, and request to join. And I'll see you in there. We go live every week.
Awesome, man. I can honestly say with certainty that I made at least my first 10 grand as an agency owner, like off your tactics alone. So I definitely recommend going and checking out Justin's group and just learning from him. And when it comes down to it, this guy's living the lifestyle that most of us want. So this is who we want to be learning from, y'all.
I appreciate that, Trey. And more importantly, I just love that you're able to see success from all this.
Awesome, man. Well, thank you so much for your time today, and I'm glad you finally had time to jump on here with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me, my man.
If you learned anything from this show, make sure you leave a review and check out the description to join our community and grab some free resources. And make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Virtually Limitless.